fantastic 3 points halfway through the second half. I was more than happy to try and get a point out of that game, because not so much that they were miles better than us, but we were really tiring badly. We've played a full-time team through the week, and although we had a great result, it's really, really tough, and you can see a lot of tired legs out there. And we've now played 3 or 4 games with two full-backs. We've just got guys sitting in there. So we needed a wee bit of luck and a good bit of goalkeeping, and we got both. And we've always got goals in us when we get up the other end of the park. We're a dangerous side. But I'm not actually taking credit away for our first half performance, because I thought for 30-35 minutes we were by far the better side. I know it was a towsy physical game, but I still thought we outplayed Dunfermline in that first half hour. We couldn't get to half time quick enough, because it came at a good time for us, but you know, the Dunfermline was a right good side, so it was a terrific 3 points.
Fair play to your players though. I mean, they hung on there in the end. As you said, a point probably would have been a good result, but they went down the other end and they
kept the day. I know. Well, they've got that in them, but I don't know if you've watched the same. They were tired, and you know, Dunfermline's got some clever players there, and he felt as though they would pick us off at some point. But as I say, Big Smiddy had 2 or 3 terrific saves, and you know, so it was good considering how makeshift we can be.
I mean, the back four was reshuffled at the start of the game, but problems again with Stevenson coming off early on with a hamstring.
Well, that's right. I mean, to lose Cammy Kerr to suspension. And hopefully you'll read more about that, because that was a shocking decision by the SFA. He's suspended for a development game, and he was allowed to play for Dundee today, but not for Peterhead. And hopefully we can get to somebody at the SFA and get this dealt with, because it left us in a bad position. Our other centre, Scott Ross, then called off with food poisoning. So we were pretty makeshift again, but that was the same starting 11 at Winnet Stranraer last week, so we just let them go on with it. But you sometimes think you can't keep getting away with being makeshift, but we've done it again, and we've got a great spirit about us, and we've got some good players, so it's been a terrific start for us.
And what a week it's been for the club to win 4-0 at Stranraer, who were your bogey team last season, to then go to Falkirk and win and score 5, and then you've beaten Dunfermline.
I know, terrific. I mean, it's not just beating Dunfermline. I mean, we played Dunfermline last year. That was a low confidence Dunfermline at times, but that was an informed Dunfermline side that's feeling good about themselves. And as I said, I think we played that well in the first half, that Alan had to reshape his team a wee bit and made an early substitution. So it was good. And you know, I'm just so proud of him.